BBC News with David Harper. A new ceasefire has come into effect in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. The humanitarian truce was announced after the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke to both Armenia and Azerbaijan. President Macron of France said the new ceasefire must be strictly respected by both sides. 2 weeks before the presidential election in Ivory Coast, clashes have broken out in the east. Residents of Bongwanu, a stronghold of the former Prime Minister Pascal Affi N'Guessa, say supporters of President Alassane Ouattara, who arrived in the town on buses, set fire to Mr. N'Guessa's house and other targets. Nighttime curfews affecting 20 million residents of Paris and 8 other French cities have come into force to help curb the rising rate of coronavirus infections. With the virus on the rampage in Europe, Cyprus has also hit a new peak, as well as Poland, where the tightest restrictions now affect almost half the country. In Slovakia, several hundred protesters have targeted the government's offices by throwing stones and bottles amid anger at increasingly tight coronavirus restrictions. Most of the demonstrators are said to be neo-Nazis and hardcore football fans. Israeli police have arrested several people for using pepper spray and throwing tear gas at protesters demonstrating against the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He has been widely criticised for his government's handling of the pandemic. Thousands of people in Beirut have taken part in demonstrations to mark the first anniversary of a mass protest movement demanding political reform. Demonstrators held a minute's silence in memory of those who died in a devastating blast in August. France's national anti-terrorism prosecutor has said the man who beheaded a teacher in a Paris suburb on Friday had been waiting for his victim outside the school and asked pupils to identify him. The previous week, a Muslim parent had named the teacher on social media after he shown cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a civics class.